and system.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Mother's Day! Hey, why is it they don't want you to have sex or blow your nose? That's right, new warnings from doctors. Don't have any sex, don't blow your nose. We'll get to that in a little while, but remember I was talking about the drug trials that are now being exported to India? It was in concert with the discussion of all the things the U.S. government has condoned in regarding clinical trials without informed consent, whether it be the infecting the black men in Tuskegee, Alabama, so many years ago, whether it be Nazi experimentation on the Jews and gypsies and gays back in World War II, or whether it be currently where they export it to Guatemala or now India. Big stories, and I've got them linked at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com about this exporting these drug trials. Big Pharma is in overdrive to shore up their falling profits. Oh, my gosh, they're not as profitable as they once were. They only have hundreds of billions instead of trillions. What is that? And if there is a good sign, a good thing, I talked about the economy driving moms to have to work. You know, we can't stay home and take care of the families, the kids. If there's a good thing about the economy, it may be that we can't afford to take drugs as much as we used to. And the drug industry is paying attention to this, and they're starting to find emerging markets. They're leaving the U.S. in droves. That could be the best thing that happens. If the Fed has orchestrated this collapse, that really may be the best thing, that we can't afford the drugs of Big Pharma. So their tactic is now to take it to third world countries. Now, there's a big story here. Clinical trial deaths and compensation in India are rising. 137 deaths in 2007, up to 288 in 2008, and up to 637 in 2009. This is still climbing. Now, the people in India, they are the new price of doing drug business now that Americans have become too expensive. That's right. Inflation here in the U.S., they can't afford to use us as guinea pigs in the same way. Although, have covered stories about poor people subjecting themselves to drug experiments because they got no other way to make money, or they perceive that they have no other way to make money. Again, the Fed inspired, if you will, or the Fed orchestrated decline of the dollar and the collapse into what? The North American Union, the Amero, and or special drawing rights from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Are you going to accept more centralization after the centralization that is happening within our bureaucracy has been responsible for destroying just about everything that made America great? The backbone being our ability to produce things of worth and of value, not only to us, but to others around the world. What are we producing now? And what are we going to import when the Chinese say, we don't want that dollar anymore, you pay us in gold? And how many people have been investing in gold and silver? And I don't mean paper, I mean actual stuff. You think about that. There was a big sell-off in silver this week. I don't know if it was real or paper, because I don't find people wanting to get rid of any of their silver in reality. Very few, anyway. And those that understand this, could this be another play to get people out and back into paper? And, of course, making them basically marginal as far as the economy of scale goes, when it all goes to you know where. But, yes, the drug industry is very aware of that. The gold is flowing out of America and into those so-called third worlds, not the rich nations. They used to call them the rich nations. Now we're not among them anymore. The debt that we have, it's just horrific. It's horrendous. Can you imagine that this would happen one day? Drug makers seeking global guinea pigs now. They're looking for the treatment naive. Have you heard this? I've talked about this. Treatment naive. Are you treatment naive? that they're looking for a culture or cultures that don't have every but one of their citizens on drugs so they can test you. And, of course, the people left that are not on drugs here in America don't want to be tested, won't participate. Therapy naive, treatment naive, drug naive, thank you very much. I wasn't, now I am again. What do they say, born again, drug naive, is that possible? Yeah, when you detoxify your system. And, of course, I want to hear more families. Moms out there, I want to hear from you. Are your kids completely in not the know about drugs? Like my 11-year-old who says, Dad, what's an aspirin? Are there any kids like that, moms? Do you have kids like that that don't even know what an aspirin is because they've never had it? Or an acetaminophen, ibuprofen, anything? That would be the nice thing to hear on Mother's Day, that we protected our children from the drugs of Big Pharma, the church that is Big Pharma here in the United States. Drug makers are now offshoring clinical trials to help make sure that the drug makers can cut the costs. Their growing resilience now is on the Eastern European emerging markets, Asia, and Latin America. Oh, good luck. Good luck, all of those of you listening from around the world. I hope you reject it. You may not, because so many around the world have looked at what we did and said, oh, we want to be like that. And I've talked about the fact that I've gone to places around the world considered third world. And I've talked to their doctors about rejecting us in the West because of what we've done. Destroy the integrity of food, much less replace food with drugs. The U.S. doctors, although we could always rely on those licensed doctors, representatives of Big Pharma in the state, they're worried by the decline in U.S. trials and their subjects, U.S. trial subjects. Yep, we don't have as many. Got to outsource them. Critics now are questioning the ethics of testing in poor countries. How about the questioning of the ethics here in the United States? Preying on the poorest among us to become drug guinea pigs. Is that what we're liking here? All right, on to some mom topics. And as I said, I'm going to tell you why the experts are saying, don't do sex, don't blow your nose. Right? Just trying to make all normal biological functions potentially dangerous or deadly. By the way, the number of this hour, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you got a Mother's Day message, I'd like to hear from you. And, of course, here, teething children. Moms, are you the last line of defense against your children being drugged, much less stolen from you by big government? There's new warning out about teething medications. Teething medications. Something that you could find in the drugstore in the 1900s, and you could find it here in the 21st century. No, they're not complaining about homeopathic chamomilla, which is what we should be using, moms, if you have teething problems in your babies. What is the substance that we're being warned about? This is coming off of Web Moment of Duh. One of the main ingredients of allopathic, synthetic, pharmaceutical, FDA-approved teething medicines is benzocaine. Benzocaine. This is basically another form of cocaine, right? This is where they take and synthesize the different canes that are out there. And I'm not talking sugar cane. It's linked to a rare but serious disease. The FDA has issued a warning to consumers about the use of benzocaine, the main ingredient in over-the-counter liquids and gels used to reduce teething pain in very young children. Why do we need to use cocaine derivatives to help children with teething? I'm sure if you go to the Andes, they can find that they're chewing on, you know, maybe opium poppy shoots. I don't know. But here in America, they synthesize it and make it so toxic. This rare but serious condition is called methemoglobinemia. I won't even say it. It's just going to make me sick to my stomach that parents would be willing to do this. Greatly reduces the amount of oxygen carried through the bloodstream in most severe cases. You know what's interesting about that as a homeopath? One of the greatest remedies in homeopathic form for increasing the carrying of oxygen. That's right, increasing it, not decreasing it like this, but increasing oxygen distribution, transfer through the bloodstream is, in fact, opium. And I'm not saying, oh, Robert went on the air because he likes the DEA now. He had to counteract him. And I'm not talking about opium that would get you high, that would get you addicted. I'm talking about converting it into homeopathic medicine, and you couldn't consume enough in your lifetime, much less in one day, to cause any iota of difference in regards to, oh, I'm high on opium. No. No, homeopathic opium, which is considered was Schedule 3, is it? And because of the name, not because it does anything bad to you. But if you were ever climbing the Andes, if you were climbing Mount Everest, if you had a dose of homeopathic opium with you, you will find that it will increase oxygen, and you will be able to survive better at those high altitudes. which is interesting. Now you see the like curing like. This is what homeopaths have known for 200 plus years, that when you use opium or opium derivatives to excess, and of course in a child every bit of it's about to excess, it can reduce greatly, dramatically, drastically, the oxygen transfer and carrying capacity of the blood. And there are various names for benzocaine in this case. You should know. Anbisol, Hurricane, Oragel, Baby Oragel, and Orabase. And sometimes store brand names, private label names. They're often sold in lozenges and spray solutions. You do not, moms, you do not need to resort to cocaine derivatives to treat teething pain. As I said, chamomilla is the most excellent homeopathic thing. Obviously, chewing on icy cold pacifier, but make sure that you're using something that does not have BPA. We don't need any bisphenol A getting into these babies either. I mean, these are very simple things that we can do to reduce pain. The FDA says this has been reported with all strengths of the benzocaine, all strengths, with concentrations as low as 7.5%. Yet, have they banned it? No, they're just warning you against it, but they're not going to ban it. What would happen if a dietary supplement or a homeopathic medicine caused the same problem? It would be banned from planet Earth. That is the no standard or double standard that exists in our government sanctioning the state religion of modern medicine. Do you worship there? You might go to church on Sunday, synagogue on Saturday, but wherever you go, the rest of the week, are you worshiping at the feet of Big Pharma? Are you sacrificing your children at that altar with the lozenges here? Yeah, the wafers of benzocaine. No, don't do that, please. Got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show this special Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to my wife. Lots of love going out. Vitamin L, all that I can deliver on this day here. Coming back, and I'll tell you why they don't want you to have sex anymore either. Stay with me.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bless you moms out there on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Glad you're with me, rocking the health world. By the way, if your child has a fever with teething, oftentimes it comes with elevated levels of body temperature, please, no acetaminophen. Good Lord. Belladonna. Homeopathic belladonna. In the same way belladonna is toxic as a standalone mother substance, just like opium would be toxic in a standard sense for a baby in most cases, we take it in a homeopathic form. As with chamomilla, it's homeopathic, and belladonna, homeopathic. Both of those are excellent, along with chamomilla. I say chamomilla and belladonna for teething issues. So, again, Mom's Day, this one's for you. And dads, if you're doing that, God bless you, too, for hanging in there with the baby. I know sometimes it can be difficult. So we got that, but there was a big story. This is sort of an adult issue right now. Big story. It was listed out of, I see this on Fox News, but it came out of U.S. News and World Report. Having sex, blowing nose, could cause a brain bleed. Weird, huh? New research says having sex or blowing your nose could rupture a brain aneurysm. There are 8 activities. Now, I have them listed at the blog, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. This is fascinating. 8 activities they say they want you to avoid because you can risk having an aneurysm. Now, being alive is not scary enough. Actually doing something when you're alive, that's going to kill you, according to this. Happy news, happy day. Listen to these 8. And then you'll see what's missing. We'll talk about that, too. The 8 things they don't want you to do, because they're going to guarantee almost you're going to have an aneurysm. 1, drinking coffee. Drinking coffee is going to give you an aneurysm. Now, of course, if you drink coffee, please, please make it organic. And, obviously you don't need a lot of the harsh chemicals associated. And decaf, be careful about that, too, because of the chemicals associated with much of the decaf processes. I think there are some that may be available, but there are other things to do. How about drinking caffeinated soda? Well, why is anybody doing that at all? You know, the phosphoric acid in that thing is enough to, you know, eat holes in the paint on your car. What are you doing? And they're worried about an aneurysm, all right? Vigorous exercise. Now you can't exercise, right? The very things we're told are good for you are also the things that are going to kill you. How weird is that? Oh, good. Now I feel good. I don't have to exercise because doc says if I do, I'll have an aneurysm. Blowing your nose. Okay, it's allergy season. Try not blowing your nose, those of you who still have allergies. That will cause you to have an aneurysm. Here's number 5. All the moms are happy about this one today. Having sex. You can say, no, honey, I'm sorry. I heard it out of the news, U.S. News and World Report. It's not a headache. No, I don't have a headache, honey. I just don't want to have an aneurysm. I don't mean to make light of this, but, I mean, it's so absurd how broad-based this idea is, and they don't go any further except to list 6, 7, and 8. Straining when you're trying to go to the bathroom. No sound effects, please. Straining. They say that'll be, I mean, there are other things related to hemorrhoids with that, of course. If you have to strain, that's telling you about your bowel movements that are not so good. By the way, listen to my Fridays that I do with Dr. Frank King. We do the Healing Revolution. We talked about opening your stuck ileocecal valve. Great, great information you wouldn't get on any other show. And that's available for download as well through Natural News. How about getting angry? Yeah, oh boy, I would have had a lot of aneurysms over the years here on the air, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if getting angry was going to give me an aneurysm. You think I'd have done it by now? Of course, I take Stramonium for anger, homeopathic Stramonium, 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 if you're really intensely angry and you don't want to be. I mean, it doesn't take away the reason why you're angry. That's a whole different story. And then, of course, don't wake up on Halloween. Stay asleep in bed. Hide, because you don't want to be startled, according to this being startled. Causes brain aneurysms. Researchers said they're more likely to break open when people are under stress, and the common denominator in these activities is that they create sudden short increases in one's blood pressure. So everybody should be on a blood pressure pill. Kind of hinted at this last hour. I didn't go into depth on it because my emotions got the best of me thinking about Kerry Stokely's memorial service yesterday. And man, every time I think of it, my brain just goes to jello, and I start feeling the emotions well up in me. But, you know, I look at a story like this and I say, okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, on one level, you could say somebody with a very weak vascular system that has an artery that feeds the brain that is very weak, you know, bubbled out because it's so weak. And if they are startled, anything that would raise blood pressure, yes, I grant you, it is risky. But it's absurd that that's all they talk about. Why do they not mention even one thing, for goodness sake, just one thing that would help strengthen the integrity of the vascular system? Could they? Is that too much to ask? One thing that would strengthen its integrity and strengthen its ability to be elastic as well, so that you can handle the increases of blood pressure that occur every day with life. Heck, getting up in the morning too fast can increase your blood pressure. But we're supposed to be able to handle the blood pressure and moderate that pressure via normal feedback mechanisms. But of course, we need to have the intense strength and elasticity that comes with a healthy vascular system. And if, you know, basically they say sex and everything else is going to cause you to have an aneurysm, they don't know the real cause of an aneurysm. It's a weakening of the integrity of the line. I mean, the lining itself of the veins and arteries. And they never acknowledge what causes that. Instead, they blame cholesterol. And in England, I'm going to cover this more tomorrow on my Monday show, Advanced Medicine Mondays. Dr. Pitaro will be with me tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News. But, oh my gosh. Yes, they say in Britain, everybody over 55 should now be on a statin drug and maybe also a blood pressure medicine. And I'll probably have some audio with that, a video. I'll have it linked. I actually have it linked on the blog today. I won't go into depth, but it is hilarious. This doctor, you know, is advocating that we should just automatically, you're 55, okay, here's a statin drug. And then one of the hosts here, it's like Good Morning America or Today Show, you know, the cheery hosts here in America. And they're like, one of the ladies is just like, you could see on her face, she was like, I'm not getting this. And she says, but doctor, you're not screening at all. You're just going to give everybody a statin drug at 55. There's no screening here, no screening involved. And the doctor with a straight face says, yes, we're screening. We're asking them if they're 55. And he said that with a straight face. And I'm just hearing Monty Python in the background. Yes, we're screening. Of course we're screening. We know, we asked if they're 55. They said yes. That's all we needed to know. You take the drug. It's absurd. Yes, it's absurd. It's absurd. So is my accent. It's absurd. But this is what we have to contend with. With those that worship at the Church of Modern Medicine, the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport, my dear friend, coined that phrase so many years ago. It is absolutely true, this level of insanity. And moms on Mother's Day, are you cognizant of these things? Do you know what it takes to strengthen your elasticity and your integrity of your vascular system? Much less dads, much less kids. You hear about these kids dropping dead in high school from the intense exercise that a kid should be able to withstand. They don't have the trace elements necessary. The trace elements necessary to grow healthy bones, much less connective tissue. And in fact, that is your clue, because the connective tissue is everything. We talked about it a little bit last hour with Christopher Barr. The connective tissue. How do we strengthen the connective tissue? Whether it be the vascular system, whether it be the musculoskeletal system, whether it be the lymphatic system, whether it be the neurological nervous system. When we come back from this break, I'm going to reveal to you that humble trace element so often overlooked. We've mentioned it earlier today, but it has to be said very directly so you can make sure you're taking adequate quantities of it so that you can have, if you'd like, yeah, the SEX word, or you can blow your nose as well. Only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net
best for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Had anybody figure out what to do? I know dads are motivated, right? Dads are going, well, Robert, you better tell us what to do because I want to, you know, I want to be able to do the things on that list, right? You know, what did I mention? You want to drink coffee? No excuse for wanting to drink caffeinated soda. Just no, it's just not needed. Vigorous exercise, absolutely. What if you want to blow your nose? What if you want to have sex? Parents out there, okay, straining on the toilet, we'll bypass that one. Of course, we all get angry from time to time, and who doesn't like to startle somebody occasionally or be startled? I mean, the adrenaline bump. The kids love to be startled, you know? They love to be scared or tickled, you know? It's just, like, so much fun for them. But as an adult, do we have to worry about having an aneurysm by any of these things happening? Not necessarily. In fact, you know, I just posted it up there for Facebook, my Facebook buddies, what to do. And it's something we mentioned last hour with Christopher Barr. You don't want an aneurysm? Shore up your connective tissue. No, this is not about cholesterol clogging the arteries. This is about the weakening of the arteries themselves because we've overlooked the fact that this trace element is refined out of just about every food today. And the soils don't contain as much as they once did. And you're not, you know, making horsetail extract at home, although you should be. So take the silicon challenge. Take the silicon challenge that Chris Barr mentioned. Silica is the critical trace mineral that will restore integrity to the connective tissue of the body. And that includes the vascular system, strengthening it, making it more elastic. so that when you do have these elevated high blood pressure events or episodes, and I'm not talking about chronic high blood pressure, hypertension. I'm talking about normal functions. You get up and run. You walk, whatever you got to do. Or you have normal marital relations, should they be. Can I say it that way? Having the silica will protect you. But, you know, find out that it's not a surprise, I guess, that you look at a mainstream article like that, and there's nothing about what to do to prevent an aneurysm. It's all about, oh, don't do this because you'll get one. It has nothing to do with the real reason why your vascular system is weakened to the point where it can bubble out, balloon, and burst and create a very a death induction type scenario, an aneurysm, which I certainly don't want to see for anybody. So the silica is that critical overlook. And, of course, anything we can do to enhance the elasticity of the entire connective tissue of the body. Now, I told you also I was going to update you. I had a nice email. I've got a good email and Facebook exchange with some of you who have started the protocol for the silver and the aloe. Remember, I talked about that so many times now, about cleaning out the gut. You know, the gut ecology is imbalanced. There's candida. There's yeast. There's gas. There's bloating. There's colitis. There's Crohn's. There's irritable bowel, leaky gut. All of these nasty inflammatory gut bowel diseases. And I put out another challenge for those who would want to try it. Take, you know, 1 ounce of the silver hydrosol, 1 ounce of aloe vera 3 times a day prior to meals on an empty stomach and see what happens within a week. Within a week, what happens? And it's incredible. Leslie, you know who you are. I appreciate you updating me on all of the things that you've been doing. She's lost now 15 pounds in, what, 2.5 weeks? And it wasn't my intention to have her lose weight. I thought it would be a byproduct of cleaning out her intestines, and that's what happened. She says, I can't believe I've lost that much in 2.5 weeks in eating normal quantities of food. Not the 900-calorie doctor-supervised diet. Ugh, she says. That's right. Those brilliant doctors, all they want you to do is cut your calories, and then you'll lose weight. It has nothing to do with toxins, imbalances, inefficiencies in restoring or absorbing nutrients. Again, that's why we also mentioned the probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's. And you can get the silica from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And say hello from me. He's a wonderful man doing great work carrying the good things that we talk about here on this show. And she also, let me see, it was a supervised diet. Even if it's, well, what she says, it's completely different food than what she was eating before. That's right, because it isn't the calories, it's the quality of those calories. It's the kind of food that you put into your body. And Leslie understands this now, and she's losing weight like not even trying, just by cleaning out her intestines with the silver aloe protocol, taking the probiotics as well, and watch. And now she says, I strained my thumb. She said, not sure how, but it hurt like heck, she says. And then she used arnica gel and homeopathic pellets of arnica, like I did, and I used the wounds recovery formula from King Bio, and I did for my broken toe, and she says it healed up her thing in one day. No painkillers, imagine that. No cocaine even, no, nothing FDA approved required. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we got ways to heal that the government doesn't want you to know about. And I've got more of them after this, including what to do to protect yourself from radiation. Stay with me.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium, that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, instead of just kissing the boo-boo, give some arnica, Montana. Take some arnica gel, wounds recovery from King Bio, whatever. You can do it, moms. Moms, coming back, you can save us from ourselves. You can save us from our love affair with synthetic toxic poisons from Big Pharma, even though they're approved by government. And, of course, when I talked about the vascular issues as well, you know, it goes to the heart of the cholesterol nonsense. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. The you know, so-called hardening of the arteries is the calcification of those arteries. And, of course, that happens when we have inflammation. The inflammation is never addressed except with, let's say, drugs that reduce inflammation, but not really. The inflammation could be reduced by increasing your omega-3 essential fats. That's right. Could be done so simply by drinking the, you know, the fish oil, cod liver oils, anything that gets the omega-3s, the EPA, DHA in the system. These things are so simple. But remember, when the connective tissue is weak, brittle, etc., because of a lack of silica, all of the things that are assaulting us on a daily basis become much more devastating to us. We can't repair these things fast enough. That's why, well, I have Stephen Huer on here from time to time from One World Way. And I had mine this morning. You know, the One World Way product is excellent. Reduce the glutathione. I said this, and I'm going to be saying this more and more. All the things I do, times 10. All the things I say, times 10. Because the things you can't see, your government is not reporting on in the media. And so if you haven't picked up the One World Way and have a little bit every day, 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, the One World Way. And in addition, you know, to the 55 years old in Britain of the Cohen, well, what did I say, the statin drugs, remember, it's not just the reduction of cholesterol that's wrong, because you will increase not only by doing so the incidence of Alzheimer's, but you will decrease your normal endocrine function, your production of the vital tools, if you will, the vital hormones that keep you young. Whether it be progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, we have to have normal levels of this. And as we age, the less we produce, the faster we age as well. Yes, there are normal drops associated with aging, but the kind of drops we're seeing at younger and younger ages. I mean, think about the production of these things happening at earlier and earlier ages because of estrogen mimicking compounds from plastics, plastifiers, pesticides, and other things, creating little girls having adult features at 6, 7, or 8 years of age. I mean, we're stealing childhood before it gets there. And then we're condensing their adulthood and shortening it as they get cancer almost immediately. Yes, younger and younger ages. We are shortening the lifespans, the true lifespans. I'm talking about the quality of lifespans here, which I'd like to see happen. And as I'm learning about more behind the scenes, and I'm not ready to reveal all that I've learned here, and then I'm learning about the radiation released from Fukushima. But we could be talking thousands to hundreds of thousands of times more severe than what happened in Chernobyl, that they claimed, oh, it was only a few dozen, a hundred, few hundred, was it a thousand? It turned out to be about 1 million people died over the span since Chernobyl
because of Chernobyl. And if we're going to accelerate that beyond to where this is really going, moms, dads, this is not meant to scare you. The truth is scary as to what has happened. But it makes all the more necessary and important to reshift our value system, our values to what's really important. You know, if you think it's expensive to eat well, it's nothing compared to the expense of not eating well based on what's happening here. Based on all of the assault happening, it was bad enough with pesticides, add the GMOs in, etc. It was bad enough that the minerals were robbed from the food that we eat. All of that was bad enough. Compound that with ionizing radiation, iodine, and that's just one of them. The cesium. Now the tritium. You heard about the tritium released in the Mississippi River? And that breaks down into a form of iodine. They're finding out the cesium breaking down, other things breaking down into a form of iodine. That it's not an 8-day life cycle or half-life, but one that it may be million years. We are going to just destroy ourselves and our ignorance. And, you know, there are people up there at the top that know what's going on, and they're very happy about it. They are looking some way to lower the population on planet Earth, and it's horrific. It's the worst X-Files episode ever come to life. It's not even a B-movie. It's not even science fiction. It's really happening. So then they can blame a Spanish flu that's returning from 1918. And it isn't that. It's the opportunistic forms of these microbes that happen all the time when immune systems are devastated. And when your thyroid is wiped out because you're not taking vegetal forms of iodine or any form every day, and your kids are not getting this iodine every day, in addition to the selenium, in addition to the chromium for the energy utilization, all of this to repair the chromosomes, the DNA that is being damaged by all of these things I talk about now in the unseen, invisible, unaccounted for, and unreported by big government. All right, they're not protecting you and me. They're protecting their own interests. They want to see world population come down. You're much more controllable if there are less of you. I hate having to say this, but this is what is coming out. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to tell you about more strategies as well. I've got one more segment to do so here on Mother's Day. God bless you, moms. Please protect the family. And if moms don't, dads, please, you do it. Right here, like we do every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. David Barry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Barry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Barry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, final segment on this Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Remember, Monday through Friday, the Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty all over the world through naturalnews.com. Sign up for email alerts there as well. And, of course, you can also call through the week 24-7. If you can't get through to me live, don't worry. There are other opportunities to get to me. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL. And we'll see if we can get your calls on the air during the week as well. Now, Mom's Day, I just saw somebody post something here to Facebook as well from Dr. Bradstreet, watching moms have to deal with children with autism. You know, part of me gets really ticked off and get angry at this because moms have kind of acquiesced their parental authority, and dads as well have turned them over to modern medicine, you know, to risk the horrific aspects of vaccination that are largely unreported compared to what is now being reported. There's still a lot more of it. And, as well as the reality that there's no basis for which just stimulating an antibody is enough to prevent disease anyway. And also the reality of the fact is if children are allowed to grow up and you give them a healthy environment with healthy food, for goodness sake, they're going to be stronger even coming through these diseases. But no, we're told that if you have a disease, your child's going to die. And, that's the big lie if you know how to care for your children. And you can read about it in the scriptures. You can. He has an acronym for mothers, Dr. Bradstreet. He says managers. Mothers usually manage the household. Yes. God bless you moms for keeping us dads and children in gear and in line. It's the most difficult job in the world. He also says for mothers, organizers. Yes. God bless you, my wife, for organizing. Without you, this place would fly apart. I could still use more on this. Sometimes it's just never enough. And thank you. Bless you. I love you, honey. The things you do to keep us going here. If I don't say thank you enough, maybe I do, but still, I feel it even more than I say it. Teachers, the T in mother, teachers and therapists. Most of you moms out there, there's a huge shortfall in both government and insurance benefits to take care of all the financial needs. This is talking about moms that are having to deal with kids with autism. You become a teacher and a therapist. Heart, the heart that you show. It's amazing, you know, talking about the moms that have to, you know, open their hearts to these children with autism. Again, it's horrific that this would happen at all, and I'm hoping that what moms are learning and the fact that they're speaking out, the fact that they're being attacked by the vaccine establishment, it means that maybe another generation of moms will come now through and up and be raised by moms who have been through brutality so that they never, never give up the motherhood role and turn it over to government, a government police state, a medical police state. Endurance, the E in mother being endurance. Oh, my gosh, the endurance a mother must have. It is beyond belief. I don't know that many men could do what women do in regards to childbirth, labor, etc. I mean, these are very real things. We got Leo right now calling in on from Oregon. Leo doesn't sound like a mom's name, Leo, but welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, how's it going? Yeah, no, well, I can't take credit for being that, although I am a single dad, so I've had to, I know what sleep deprivation looks like. And,
so you have to be a Mr. Mom.
I got to be a Mr. Mom, so yeah. half the time at least, anyway. But, you know, Robert, great show. I just jumped in at the end here, and neither I nor my child have been vaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated since the late 90s, and my child was not vaccinated, and she's 4 years old, and she's been a healthy, vibrant little girl. And we are traveling here shortly. We are en route to England, and then from England we're going to France.
England to France. Okay. Well, the good news is you don't have to get vaccinated to go there because it's not a yellow fever requirement type place. And actually, if you wrote me through one of the things or left a message, I covered your question during the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it is a good one, Leo, and I appreciate you calling. And I also appreciate the fact that you're protecting your child properly, utilizing either homeopathic medicines or silver hydrosols as you travel throughout there. Have you been to the CDC website? You can confirm that they don't require the shots to go to England or France.
Excellent. That's good news because I wasn't really sure. And, you know, the CDC I figured might be my next stop. And I have a question. You know, I have the colloidal silver. It's just a spray that you can take, you know, either orally or through the nose. Is that... I don't know the differences between the silvers in that.
Well, the silver hydrosol I use from Sovereign Silver is I found to be the most active and cleanest and purest and safest for all ages. And they have sprays and vertical sprays you can take. And I take it on the plane with me for sure, especially if you're on a long trip like that. I'm spraying it in my kids throughout the trips because of the canned air that is recirculating. You never know what you're being exposed to. And it's one of the simplest and efficient means of a pharmaceutical-grade purified water and the active state of silver alone that can keep you well through these trips. And I talk to doctors all the time and flight attendants as well that travel with it that used to get sick a lot, and now they're staying well. So I think that's a great idea.
Excellent. Hey, Robert, you know, there's been a question that I've wanted to ask you, and talk about. I'm kind of I used to be a student of natural hygiene, the science of natural hygiene, and I'm kind of jumping back into that after years of not doing so. And, I often wonder. There's a friend of mine sent me like a list of all the supplements she was taking. And I just thought to myself, you observe animals in the wild and they're not taking any supplements of any kind.
Sure. Well, the reason being, of course, is the food is wild and it still may contain all that they need. What we're eating as humans is food that is depleted because it's grown in soils that has been depleted. So we're looking for the whole food forms. We're not looking for synthetic isolates. And, Leo, I appreciate it. I'm out of time. I'd love to hear back from you. And happy Mother's Day to you. I mean, you've obviously taken on the role of dad and mom. and bless you for doing that.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for the show. Appreciate all the effort you put forth.
Good day
to you too, man.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me rock the health world today. As you heard today, I was a little low on energy simply because I was exhausted emotionally from yesterday, having attended the memorial service of a supermom, if there ever was one, Carrie Stokely. And, again, thanks for all the well wishes for those of my friends from around the world, as well as on Facebook. There was a lot of love that was shared there yesterday, and I hope you can feel the love today. I mean, even if my energy's a bit low, I appreciate you being here with me. Remember, we're now 6 days a week. Also, to finish up the acronym for Mother, I said Endurance. The last one that Dr. Bradstreet mentioned was Researchers. Moms and dads, too, you've got to become researchers. You've got to take care and not accept at face value anything the doctors say, especially if they're sanctioned by the FDA or government. Even if I say it, I want you to do your homework. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here with you every day. Remember, now it's 6 days a week, 5 days a week through naturalnews.com every Sunday here on GCN. Thanks to Chris Barr. Thanks to you. Thanks to all the moms out there. God bless you. I love you. And until next week, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.